So we've arrived for lunch at the Hermitage Centre in Snenton. And I've been here once before and had dinner here, and it was very nice. And I haven't been here for about a month, 2 months. And I don't remember the guy's name, but he came over to Burton to talk about a project that we never really took very far. I'd like to speak to him further about that, actually, at some point. I've just been into the kitchen, and I've just been shown a bunch of cakes and food on the side, and I'm chomping at the bit to eat them. I'm sitting next to Rebecca, who is resident chef of the day. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so how did you get involved?
I've known Penny Arnold since I was really young, in my teens, and kind of kept in touch with her vaguely. And then I run my own catering business, so she asked me to do this, and I've been doing it for about 5 months, 6 months maybe.
You say teens, but you don't look that old to me.
I'm 30.
I'm older than you.
Beautiful.
I'm 37. So right. Like you're in your prime.
Yes.
I think that's what they say, you're in your prime.
My cooking prime.
So like, are you a good cook?
I hope so. People rehire me to do events again, so I think that's kind of
a good indicator.
Yes.
So is that your passion, or have you got other hobbies that you like?
No, I mainly just cook.
Okay.
A lot.
Okay. Yes. When you say a lot, how much?
Well, I cook for myself, obviously, and people I know, but then if you're a professional cook, you can't really get away with just doing beans on toast for every meal, so you have to cook nicely. And then I do, at the moment, my business, I'm doing about one or two functions a week, so that kind of takes a couple of days cooking and preparing in advance. So okay. I'd say I cook about 3 days a week, and those are full days, some of them, so...
That's quite a high-pressure job, isn't it, being a chef?
Yes, especially when you're on your own. And as I'm just starting out, I don't have the money to employ someone, so I'm just working on my own at the moment. It's high-pressure, but I think you have to kind of maintain a sense of calm. Even if you're panicking inside, you just have to kind of stay very calm. So,
I yes. like that. I like that. Even if you're panicking inside. So what's your favourite thing to cook?
I don't really have a preference. I mean, I like cooking... mostly for people who I actually know and like, but I don't mind cooking for people who I don't know because I get paid for that. So either way, I'll cook anything. I mean, I steer clear from things that are very specialist, like specialist Indian or Chinese or Thai food, mm-hmm. just because I'm not from those places, so I don't know kind of how that would be. But my influences are mainly kind of English, Mediterranean, Middle Eastern, that sort of food.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. So you know, like, would you make your own hummus and things like that?
Yes, I do. I do make everything
from
scratch. For some functions, I make everything from scratch. For some things, when there's less time and a lot more to do, I might use something that's ready-made, but hummus is not a complicated thing to make,
no.
So I'm fine. I don't make my own puff pastry, there you go.
No, that's fair enough. Well, I'm looking forward to dinner, and all the best with your endeavours.
Thank you very much.